Bankside trees shot by in a green blur, as water sprayed everywhere, with Urfa still roaring over the melee.
Luff your starboard oars now! Luff, I say! Steady to port! Steady! Steady! Now give a full oars, me buckos! Get your backs into it! Heave, pull! Heave, pull! Up oars and ship 'em, Gowsum!
Tyria felt the logboat leave the water, leaping like a fighting fish. Then it slammed down hard, catching the boiling rift of breakwater. Both boats skimmed out like arrows onto the broad, swirling surface of the River Moss. They were out of the trees, with the sun beaming on them from an open summer sky. Every beast cheered loudly as they slid sleekly along. The crews slowed their oars back to a normal stroke. The river was wide, with shallows and sandbanks either side. Banjon pointed upward.
See, Tyria, there's your matey!
The otter maid waved to Pandy and Pike Talon as he wheeled overhead. The osprey hung briefly on a thermal, then went into a sidelong skim and called. As they drifted through the bright morning, Tyria watched the countryside gradually changing. Green-mantled flatlands merged into hummocks, lilac and yellow, with heather and gorse. Now the otter maid understood why the Gowsum loved to travel in their logboats. She was about to mention this to her father and Urfa, but found them busy attending to Brink. The Redwall cellar hog was still suffering from his water motion sickness. Skipper bathed Brink's face with a cold, damp cloth, whilst Urfa dosed him with herbs and encouraging advice.
You chump on these special herbs, matey. They'll put the roses back into your spiky old cheeks.
The faithful hedgehog mumbled pitifully as he chewed on the odd-tasting herbs.
Don't you fuss now, friends. I'll be right as rain before you know it. Oh, I wish I was sitting in my cellars back at the Abbey right now. Nice and peaceful and still and not rocking back and forth and to and fro like this.
As Dobler's logboat drew level, he hailed them.
No be stopping for lunch today. I'm famished.
Brinkley replied mournfully.
I wish you wouldn't mention food, young'un. The thought of victuals makes me want to die.
Urfa pointed to a line of dunes in the distance. Between them, glimpses of sun-sparkled sea could be viewed.
We'll hang on till we reach those sand hills before we put into land. Then you can eat your fill.
Tyria's appetite was well whetted when they reached the dunes at mid-noon. However, no beast was more thankful than Brink Greyspoke as the logboats nosed into the sandy shallows. He leaped ashore and threw himself flat, hugging the ground fervently.
Never again, Skip. Not if I lives more than 1,000 seasons. I'm done with sailing, mate.
The shrews were kindling a cooking fire as Skipper watched them laying out huge quantities of food. He did a swift head count.
There's 4 paddlers apiece to each logboat. Tyria and myself, Urfa, Brink and Dobra, and Pandion somewhere's up there. So why are you laying out enough victuals for an army? Does your friend have a crew with him?
Logalog Urfa was scattering some stale shrew bread on the dune top. It was already attracting seagulls.
No, Skip. My friend Cuthbert sails alone. He's a real odd'un. I'd be hard put to explain him to you, so you can judge for yourself when he gets here.
Coming down from the dune top, the Gowsum chieftain forestalled Tyria, even before she asked the question.
Seabirds will come from far for victuals. My friend Cuthbert usually sails these waters. Once he sights gulls flying over this way, he'll follow them. Cuthbert ain't a beast to give up a chance of victuals lightly, miss. Ahoy, Dobre! Get up on that other dune and give a shout when you sight a sail out to sea.
Pandion landed amid the gulls and frightened them off, so Tyria went and had a word with him.
You can't stop here. You're scaring the gulls off and making the Gowsum shrews nervous.
The big fish hawk glared hungrily about.
Yarata! Then I'll fish out on the sea. When shall I return?
Tyria stroked the osprey's lethal talons.
When you see me aboard a sailing ship, come down and land on it. Go now, my friend.
Pandion soared swiftly off. Soon he was naught but a dark speck out above the waves, hunting for food.